Well, it's that time again. It's Friday, and this show is coming to you from Seguin, Texas, and with studios in Austin, Texas. And it is Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery. And it's April the 26th in the year of the Kingdom of Heaven on Earth, 2024. And as usual, I like to start my show with a declaration of our media bias on this show. That's our worldview. Number one, God, a trinity of God, Father and Creator, God the Son, Christ Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit sent through the words of God in Christ. Well, I'm going to cut this a little short today because we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Let's see. I do want to talk about number 6 and 7, though. It's a worldview of government, how it's derived, and world government. All right. How government is derived. God gives each person property consisting of life, liberty, and possessions to sustain his life and liberty, which cannot be aliened for any purpose. Men create government to protect their property. Lawful government cannot obtain authority that does not exist in each individual. That's because the individual delegates his authority to government. And if he doesn't have it, the government can't get it. Individuals do not have unlimited authority, and hence lawful government is always limited in authority. Men create government by consent based upon the government maintaining its conformance to the terms of its creation. Alteration of the terms by law without approval of the creators by amendment dissolves that government forever. All right, world government. There is no lawful world government outside that of Christ Jesus over all nations. Hence, no entities like the UN or any of its branches or agencies are lawful. That ties in with our story, our news today, what we want to cover or talk about today. And that is, let's get back here to, all right. Wow. I really love what's going on in Austin at the UT campus. I don't really have much to compliment about UT campus, University of Texas. I probably never even talked about it, but have little to say about it. But this time, I got to hand it to them and the professors. They held a protest for Palestinian statehood. Hundreds of students and faculty held a protest on the UT campus in Austin, and the school president, Jay Hartzell, called out the DPS, Department of Public Safety troopers, in riot gear, overwhelming protesters. They were protesting the Israeli destruction of Gaza and calling for statehood for Palestine. Well, I just think that I got to take my hat off to these folks. I'm impressed. I mean, I'm getting a little breath of fresh air here. Okay, let's see. Over 60 students were arrested for trespassing. Now, there's been different reports on that, and that's due to when the report was taken. But I think at the end of the day, a little over 60 students were arrested for trespassing, of all things. Trespassing on the UT campus. I'm not sure how students trespass on the university campus they attend. But anyway, okay. A Class B misdemeanor subject to 180 days in jail and a $2,000 fine. Well, the charges were dropped and they were released after about 17 hours in jail. I'm thinking that those that were arrested early in the day had to spend a pretty good while in there. Maybe the ones arrested later spent less time, but at least there was a report of one spending 17 hours in jail. Okay, then the UT professors and staff are completing a petition of no confidence against Jay Hartzell, that's the president of the UT, asking for his resignation. Well, I think that's just hunky-dory. I think that's fantastic. I think he ought to find some other line of work. You know, I mean, if he doesn't understand what freedom of speech is in a university campus, you know, what it all boils down to is these people want to, they want to restrict speech when it's unpopular or they don't like it. That's not the idea with freedom of speech. Freedom of speech can be ugly. You know, that's why we have it, because sometimes the truth is ugly. When the masses are following falsehood, they don't want to hear somebody saying, hey, man, you're doing the wrong thing. You're doing the wicked thing. You're going to go to hell, in fact, if you keep doing that. You could end up there. Well, or, you know, you could just be doing the wrong thing. You don't want to be doing the wrong thing. And a lot of people just don't want to hear that they're doing the wrong thing. And that's what's going on here. Well, anyway, the UT professors and staff, oh, I read that. Let's see. Okay. Oh, you get this. Greg Abbott says students should be in jail. Can you dig this? This is the guy that's trying to, you know, close the border and exercise the law and down on the border to, you know, to regulate the border and keep citizens safe and to have reasonable immigration and to enforce the law. Really, the law regulates the border. We have Title 8 regulates the border. And the president will not, and the Congress of the United States will not execute the law. And so that's abandonment. That's refusal to execute the law is also dissolution of the United States of America. And so the federal government is basically dissolved, and Greg Abbott is trying to do his best on the border. But then he turns around and says that the students that are protesting the destruction of Gaza by the synagogues, the homeland for the synagogues, Israel, they don't want to. Greg Abbott doesn't want to hear that. He says these guys ought to go to jail. These students and professors too. And what's most astonishing is we find out that he. I don't know. It was a couple of years ago. I don't have the article on it. Well, maybe I do. I'm going to read some of these articles. I'm just touching the highlights now, and I'm not reading from the articles. But I will touch on some of those after I read these headlines that we're going to cover. Greg Abbott passed a law, signed into law, a bill that would protect freedom of speech on college campuses in Texas. And here he turns around and wants to have these people arrested. And why? Well, you know, here's what he says about it. It says they were anti-Semitic. Okay, you can have free speech unless you criticize Israel. Because if you criticize Israel, you're anti-Semitic. Well, of course, what they mean by that is that they're anti-synagogues. Because, you know, Semitic really means a lot of different types of people in the Middle East, Arabic types of people and others. And so it couldn't possibly, if you criticize somebody who calls themselves a Jew but denies the King of the Jews, if you criticize them, they like to say that's anti-Semitic. Well, that's It's just ridiculous. And so, as again, you know, my listeners know that I like to call these people synagogans because that's really accurate. Calling them a Jew is inaccurate because they're not Jews. They lie about themselves. They call themselves Jews, but they're anything but. As Jesus said, they're of the synagogue of Satan. Well, there you go. I mean, and of course, they want you to recognize all their Old Testament stuff, but they don't want to recognize my New Testament stuff. Well, they'll just have to get over it because the New Testament is the one in effect. The Old Testament is not. Okay. Well, anyway, Abbott said these protesters were anti-Semitic, but there is no such evidence. Now, what they mean by that is that there was nobody out there saying, kill the Jews, okay, or destroy Israel, or anything like that. Well, there's no evidence of that anyway, so that's all just nonsense. They just don't want to hear criticism of Israel. Because why is that? Why is there so much bowing down and kissing this Israel thing and these synagogues? You know, it's because if you want money, if you want financial support, even for the state of Texas or for your campaign, these are the people that have it all. These are the people that issue the credit of the United States. They issue credit to banks and credit to people. And if you don't kiss their feet, they're not going to give you the credit. Their friends get the credit, and people that are honest are not going to get the credit. You got it? See how that works? No wonder that they are always kissing the feet of the synagogue in America because they control the money system, the stock market, and the economy of the United States. Well, at the end here, I got to congratulate the students and faculty protesters. That is true education. It's at best, and it gives me hope that we can liberate ourselves from these synagogues' death grip upon the money system, the stock market, and the economy of the United States. Well, I'm going to go get for a little more detail here. We're going to look at, here's an article. Hundreds of UT Austin students, faculty, gather on campus for pro-Palestine protests. Well, I mean, you know, when they said hundreds, I'm looking at a photograph here, folks. And I mean, they are as far as the eye can see down the road. And I mean, this is a packed, I mean, this is a street. And you can't see the sidewalks. I mean, they covered the street, covered the sidewalks. They're up in the bushes. I mean, this is a packed protests here. And let's see, it says hundreds of students and faculty are gathered on Main Mall to protest the Israel-Hamas war and call for the university to divest from weapons manufacturing. Okay, so apparently they found out that UT actually invests some of its funds with weapons manufacturers in the stock market. How about that? So, you know, they're profiting off the destruction of Gaza and what these weapons are being used for. So the protest organized by Austin's chapter of the Palestine Solidarity Committee marks the latest surge of pro-Palestine demonstrations and encampments across college campuses in the United States. Protesters gathered at Gregory Gymnasium at 11:40 a.m. Now, let's get the date on this, because this was April the 24th, so that was Wednesday. And this article I'm reading from is from the Daily Texan, and it was written by Wren Leje, a senior news reporter. And let's see. So 2 days ago, that they were meeting at the Gregory Gymnasium at 11:40. They moved to the main mall when law enforcement officers informed them to stop gathering. Okay. Protesters marched along Speedway, followed by university police on bicycles, horseback, motorcycles, and cars, chanting Free Palestine. Well, I think they got that kind of turned around. I think that should have said protesters marched along Speedway chanting Free Palestine, followed by university police on back, horseback, motorcycles, cars. Okay. When additional state troopers wearing riot gear made their way toward the crowd, ordering them to disperse. Wow, man, unbelievable. The protesters moved to Main Mall at 2 p.m. Currently, police and state troopers occupy the lawn while protesters have moved to the surrounding lawn and sidewalks. Okay, quote, they're quoting somebody in here. I think it's a UT spokesperson. Quote, UT Austin does not tolerate disruptions of campus activities or operations like we have seen at other campuses, unquote. A UT spokesman said, quote, this is an important time in our semester with students finishing classes and studying for finals, and we will act first and foremost to allow those critical functions to proceed without interruption, unquote. Okay, this story is continuing to be monitored. Okay, well, that's the end of that article. And let's see, I don't think I have time to get into any of these others here. Let's see. This is something. The title of this one is Faculty Students at Protest Call for UT President Hartzell to Resign After Police Response. I think that's super. Okay, some faculty members and students are calling for the removal of University of Texas President Jay Hartzell after more than 50 people, many of them students, were arrested Wednesday at a peaceful but unauthorized pro-Palestinian protest on campus calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Well, fantastic. Okay, Polly Strong, the president of the UT chapter of the American Association of University Professors, called on faculty to sign a petition of no confidence in Hartzell. I'm impressed. Well, this is kind of a long quote, so I'm kind of going to wait till after the break, and then I'll quote this to you. Anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge. And I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
All right. I think the name of that tune is Just the Way You Look Tonight. I kind of like that. Okay. Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. And I've been quoting from an article in the Austin American Statesman. Title of the article is Faculty Students at Protest Call for UT President Hartzell to Resign After Police Response. The story is by Lily Kepner and Carrie Heath, Austin American Statesman, and it was filed posted 20 hours ago. And I was quoting from the Polly Strong, president of the UT chapter of the American Association of University Professors, and she says, quote, "The president has shown himself to be unresponsive to urgent concerns of faculty, staff, and students. He has violated our trust," the petition said. Quote, "The university is no longer a safe and welcoming place for the diverse community of students and scholars who until now have called this campus home," unquote. Okay, the article goes on to say that the letter cited the April Second, terminations of dozens of former staff members of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, and the police response to the protests. Okay. Well, that's the end. I think that's the end of that article. Yeah. And so what else do we got here? Let's jump now to Abbott. We got to do that. This is what he says and was doing. This is an article in The Hill. It's by Lauren Irwin. And this was posted April 24th, so that was Wednesday, at 6:34 p.m. And it says here, Texas government Governor Greg Abbott said that pro-Palestinian protesters on the University of Texas at Austin campus, quote, belong in jail, unquote, and that arrests were being made. Belong, they really belong. These people are worthy of jail. I can't believe these pro-synagogans, boy, they're over the top. Okay, anyway, quote, arrests being made right now and will continue until the crowd disperses. These protesters belong in jail, Abbott posted on the social platform X. Okay, now continuing here. Texas State Police detained at least four protesters Wednesday on the UT campus after hundreds of students walked out of classes and began to sit in to support civilians in Gaza. Well, hallelujah, amen. Finally, a show of life in the United States. Okay, and in Texas. That's great. Okay, the university had prepared for the protest that began midday with the Office of Student Affairs sending out a statement that warned students there would be consequences for participating in the protest. Really? Wow, that's really encouraging, isn't it, for free speech? Abbott said students who joined the, quote, hate-filled anti-Semitic protest at any public college or university in Texas should be expelled, unquote. Now, hate-filled, are you serious? I mean, is Abbott really, you know, what's going on in our capital these days? I'll tell you a story that I personally witnessed, and I'm so tired of this kind of thing. I was at the cafeteria in the Capitol, and some guy came out of the cafeteria line, and he was all hot and bothered, and he was yelling throughout the cafeteria. Now, he was a representative or something, and he said, "There's no bagels. We don't have any bagels here. I mean, what kind of a deal? We can't get bagels." Well, I found that a little offensive, really. I mean, here this guy is, and I happen to know that we have Israeli members of the Knesset walking the halls and making deals directly in the Capitol in Texas. And talk about unbelievable. Well, anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And I see we've got a couple of callers already, but I do want to finish this article about Abbott and what he's been doing concerning this the protest of the synagogues, is the homeland of the synagogues destroying Gaza. So, but anyway, I already quoted the part where Abbott said these hate-filled anti-Semitic protests at any public college or university in Texas should be expelled. Well, I think he's ridiculous. But anyway, it was not immediately clear if there had been anti-Semitic chants at the University of Texas demonstration. Okay, I believe that. And anyway, the UT Austin protest mirror, well, I don't want to skip this. I want to try to get right down to the good stuff. Campus protests around the country have often included Jewish students. Dig this. some of whom have pushed back on suggestions of anti-Semitism. Videos taken near Columbia University in New York show Jewish students being told to go back to Poland and include pro-Hamas chants. I'm not sure what they meant there, but some of those instances have also been blamed on non-student demonstrators. Okay, you see that. So we have these people that that get involved to tilt the thing and get it to go the wrong way. But anyway, here we go. Students are angry about their First Amendment right to peacefully protest being taken away by university officials. Now, dig this. This is what's so amazing. In 2019, that's 5 years ago, Abbott signed a bill that would protect free speech on college campuses in Texas. Now, here's a quote from Governor Abbott when he signed the bill. It says, "Shouldn't have to do it. First Amendment guarantees it," unquote. He said in a video after he signed the bill, quote, "Now it's law in Texas," unquote. Well, yeah, until you say something against the synagogues or the homeland of the synagogues. That's when all of that freedom of speech and everything ends. And any kind of criticism immediately becomes what they call anti-Semitic, which is an absurdity even there. I mean, these people just lie so much that it's hard to get them clean from all the lies. And even straighten yourselves out, we begin to copy their lies. And that's by calling them Jews. I refuse to call these people Jews. They are not Jews. They are synagogues. They do not do the what Abraham has done. Well, anyway, enough of that. Now we want to take some calls. I have a couple of more topics, and we'll get to them. I think Mark Anderson's going to call in a little later, and we'll talk about these other topics having to do with the WHO and this this new program of injections and so-called vaccinations. All right, Chance from West Virginia, how you doing?
Ron. Hello, Mr. Ron, can you hear me?
I can, you sound good.
Your music got my feet tapping, brother.
Well, good. Yeah.
You know, speaking about Abbott, he reminds me of DeSantis, right? Now you're in Texas, right?
Yes.
Okay, how do most Texans feel about this guy? Because as far as I'm concerned, he's putting on a front and playing the double cross game. He's pretending to be a patriot. Because what I hear, Texan soldiers are detaining the illegals that they apprehend and turning them back over to Customs and Border Patrol. And they're releasing them back into the United States. So it's all a dog and pony show.
Yeah. Seeing another thing, they... It's very hard to get straight information about what really is going on down on the border because we get these slanted news stories from stuff like Spectrum News. They go down there and they get their information from some Mexican living down there on the border and or some person that just – it's always from the viewpoint of the illegal alien and the tough time they're having. It's never a point of view of the law and enforcement of the law. And so even Mark Anderson has said when he lives down on the border, he lives in Donna, Texas. And so he has access to the border. But when he's tried to cover things going on the border, they don't let him. The guards come over and they run him off. Can you dig that? I mean, that's kind of raunchy. I mean, so they only let certain people do the news about the border. I think this is just incredible. I think anybody ought to be able to go down there and talk to anybody and report on anything they want to report on.
Well, see, he's making it sound like he's, like, defying the feds. But what he's really doing is cooperating with them in a way. Think about it. It's a game. You know, and not too many people know that Abbott has been promised a big political career by the Bush family. And the Bush family still has great influence in Texas politics, don't they?
I would think so, sure.
Oh, I mean, what more can be said? I mean, I'm getting so tired of the nonsense that these Republican governors are playing. This is why I won't even vote Republican anymore, because they're all full of crap.
Yeah, it is difficult because, the way I look at it, I vote, but I don't really have much hope in the stuff because everybody is, by the time you can get into office, you're so dirtied up, you can't do a damn thing. And then they don't want to get they don't want to lose a position, they don't want to lose a spot on a committee, or they don't want to, you know, I mean, it's all playing footsie, and there's these people really don't know anything about government to be able to just stand firm on things, so they're. It's just a bunch of ignorant people that get up there and try to keep the office for a while and kind of do what they think's kind of right. But they don't know what's right. They don't really know. And so what do you do? I mean, what do you do with a deal like that? All you can do is vote and hope for the best, you know.
Well, and then, are your fellow Texans getting hip to this dude or what?
Oh, yeah, some of them are. Oh, yeah, a lot of people down on the border are pretty hip to it, I'll tell you that. If you own land down near the border, you're hip to it.
Well, they're experiencing them crossing over onto their property, sure.
You got it. You got it.
Yeah.
Leaving their clothes and poop and bodies, and that's horrible.
Well, Ron, thanks for taking my call, and keep the music playing, brother.
Okay, man, will do, Chance. Thank you. All right, Laura from Michigan, how you doing?
Fine. To recap, do you remember last week I talked to you about that church shooting?
Yes, yeah.
Sutherland Springs?
Right.
Didn't they have a guy that was on Outgovern America? He's written a book about it, and also he's getting speaking engagements. I wonder if you talked to Mark about it.
You know, he would be dying to, Mark would be really be interested in hearing what you have to say and reading that book or looking at that book, because he was really astonished by his trip there. I was somewhat, not quite as much as he was, and I think it's because he refuses to even say that there's holes in the wall. I mean, he says there's no holes in the wall. I can't go that far and in fact, I've been around guns all my life. I've shot guns. I've shot holes through buildings. I've shot cars. I've shot everything you can shoot, and except people. I hadn't shot. In fact, though, I've been on a hunting trip. Even a friend of mine was accidentally shot himself. So I'm familiar with all kinds of guns and shooting. And I do believe there's the walls may have had some bullet holes in them. I can't say there weren't any. But I'll testify to this anywhere. There was no broken glass in that chapel at Sutherland Springs. None.
Well, we could get this guy. If you ever just look and find out, you'd probably get the archives of the show that he was on. But I think we need to trap him. He's
making money
off it now with the book and speaking engagements.
There was one of these guys, I covered a meeting one time, I live streamed it, I think it's still on my live stream site, of a public hearing that was held by a city councilman over in San Antonio, and it was on the Second Amendment. And a couple of guys that were involved in the chasing the so-called shooter, the alleged shooter, they were there, and they made some comments during that, and I have it on live stream. But I can't remember the names, and I can't remember exactly if it was one that was driving the truck that the guy was in. I think there was two of them in a pickup chasing this guy. And when the sheriff showed up, everything was already done, and the lead shooter had killed himself by the side of the road in his car. So anyway, it was, I'll tell you this, though, that's astonishing. Mark Anderson from the American Free Press, you know, he's a legitimate news reporter. He requested the police report for Sutherland Springs, and he got 11 pages of the police report, and everything was redacted out of it except for the names of some police officers or sheriff deputies and their phone numbers. Can you believe that? I mean, ultimately, wow. There was no information. This is the way they do these things. They and it's all under the guise of, oh, we have to protect the privacy of these poor people that have lost loved ones. And, oh, it's just that's just that. But, you know, what they're doing with this affects the liberty of and the ability of the American people to protect their life and liberty and possessions by taking their guns away. Now, I've told Mark this, and I even have written a bill, a proposed bill, and I have it posted at my website of how to handle mass shootings. And reporting and the police reports. And what it ultimately says is, if nobody attempts to alter the Second Amendment in any way or to restrict our Second Amendment rights to keep and bear all arms, then they can be private. They can keep the shooting documents private. But if any group of people anywhere try to use that event to harm the American people by disarming them, this is I call this disarmament terrorism. And because the object of these mass shootings is disarmament, not anything else. We cannot explain what the purpose of these shootings are, except for what is done by people afterwards, and that is disarmament of the American people, which is against the law in America. And so if they try to do that, then everything must be made public, every photo, everything, nothing redacted, everything made public. And I submitted that. I actually submitted that to Abbott and to my congressman and my representative and senators in Texas. And, you know, nothing. Zero zilch.
Abbott sounds like he's double-minded. Remember what it says in the Bible? Double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Yeah.
Anyway, I hope you and Mark can follow up with this.
Okay.
This guy was on Govern America, which is on Saturday mornings.
Okay.
On RBN.
Oh, okay. Okay, very good. Okay. I appreciate that.
Okay, yeah. Great. Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Laura. Okay, let's see. Reb from Colorado.
Okay.
Yes.
Red Pentagon First Team Bubba Scout Reb. And just so you know, you're dead men walking, I just talked to the PMO office the last 2 days at Fort Carson, Colorado, because I can do that. We're at the top of the chain. They can't stop me. And yesterday, a civilian picks up, "This is coming your way, jerks." And he said, "They're kicking the MPs out of the military army installations." I said, "No, they're not. And you're going to hang for saying that." I called RSEC, Secretary of the Army's office and the National Command Center. I said, "Get us troops here. These people want to get hurt." And they are asking. So today, MPs picked up over at Fort Carson. They said, "Sir, we don't like to report this, but they're going to eventually replace all the personnel with robots." I said, "You're going to do what?" And he said, "Yes, sir." And I said, "No, that's not good. And who's going to whose orders are these? I don't get. I want to talk to your two-star, because we're a four-star country, and I can do that." He said, "Sir, we can't give out that number." So we get it. And then I called Brittany Pedersen, 7th Congressional District Office.
All right, we got to take a break, Reb. We'll be right back after this.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up, with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQRS.
This woman, she's like, "Oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago." And I'm like, "What?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know."
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, you know, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. "In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product." To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure! And the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
A toe tapper there. Okay. Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. We're on the last little short segment. I just want to ask if Reb from Colorado is still with us.
Yeah, I'm here, and you're not going to be with us if we don't do our job. They're bringing in robots to control your army installations.
Now, let me ask you, Reb, I have a question for you. I have a question. I'm letting you talk, but many times I don't know what really all this is in reference to that you're saying. But I have been cued in a little bit that, and let me ask you a question. What do you think the hope is that America can obtain lawful government again through the use of the military? Do you believe that this is possible?
Damn right. They got firepower nobody else has. The next 10 nations put together don't have what the United States of America got. And even some of your people, they got space lasers. You don't know that.
Well, let me ask you another question. These people that are in the military, how would you mobilize these people? The ones that I see and talk to, of course, I don't know a lot of military people, but I live in a military town, a lot of retirees from the military in Seguin here. But I don't get the feeling from these people that they have the same view of the country or the political condition or the government. So I don't know that they would be. I don't know that I have the same confidence that you do. Anyway, that the military can do anything.
In terms of
creating a lawful government, because I think that's where we're at. We're already dissolved, and now we have to create lawful government, and I don't even think the military can even play a role in it.
That's what they want you to think. And there are 200 generals and flag officers who don't agree with you at all, and they know what's going on, and we're going to hit them with everything we got, starting in Federal Region 8 here in Lakewood, Colorado, just north of Dallas.
Well, Reb, I've got to cut it short because this is the end of the show, but I'm glad that you think that I'm incorrect.
Get our name out. Get our name out, Bubba Scout Reb? We'll take care of this. Leave it to the experts. We know how to get to the top of the chain of command. We got around the Justice Department. No one else ever did that. I would go with us.
Okay, show's over, but thanks a lot, Reb.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.